Okay, good morning. So this week's Parsha is Parshas Baaloscha. A lot of very exciting topics in this Parsha, but I'd like just to focus on one, as always, which I think will have a very strong message for us. So we're going to start with the beginning of the Parsha. The Parsha begins, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Daber al Aaron va'amarte lav, v'haloscha et haneros al mol p'nei ha'menorah, ya'iru shivas haneros. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you kindle the lamp, towards the face of the menorah shall the seven lamps cast light. Vayas kein Aaron el mol pnei hamenorah. Helene rosea kasher tiva Hashem es Moshe vezeh maaseh hamenorah. Mikshe zahav ad recha ad percha mikshe hu kemareh asher hareh Hashem es Moshe kein asa es hamenorah. So Aaron did so. Towards the face of the menorah he kindled its lamps as Hashem had commanded Moshe. This was the workmanship of the menorah. It was hammered out gold. From its base to its blossom it was hammered out. Like the vision that Hashem showed Moshe, so did he make the menorah. Okay, so here we have Hashem, a commandment through Moshe to Aaron to light the menorah. Not only to light the menorah, but the candle should light up and face towards the middle. And obviously Aaron did as Hashem commanded. And it speaks about the structure of the menorah. It was being hammered out of one piece of gold, like Hashem had shown to Moshe. Okay, so, you know, when we look at these set of psukim, it seems out of place. You know, the parsha before, as we spoke about last week, ends with the offering of the Nisim. You know, the heads of each tribe brought, on behalf of their shevet, offerings to the Beis HaMikdash. Bowls of gold, silver, ladles, different types of animals for sacrifices. And then we have, right after this, we have the consecration of the Levim, you know, to do the work in the Mishkan. So, why is this, you know, these set of psukim that deal with the menorah and Aaron lighting menorah, why is it placed here? Wouldn't it make more sense to possibly put it somewhere in Sefer Shemos with the other kalim of the Mishkan? No, there are other places. It seems that these psukim don't really belong in this place. In fact, this is a question that a lot of the Rishonim are bothered by. And Rashi asks, Lama nismecha parshas ha-menorah leparshat ha-nesiyim lefi kisheraa Aaron chanukat ha-nesiyim chalsha az dato shelo yayimahem b'chanukah lohu v'lo shivto. So Rashi says, what is the smichas parshios? What is the connection between this story with the lighting of the menorah and the offering of the Nisim which preceded this? And he says, why? Because when Aaron saw that all of the Nisim were bringing their offerings to the Mishkan, chalsha dato. You know, it's hard to translate that literally, but like, he was a little bit down. You know, he was weakened in spirit, maybe, or in mind, because he saw that all of the Shvatim were represented. They all had a part in this inauguration, and yet him and his Shevet, they were left out. Amarlo, so what happens? Comes this next set of psukim. Amarlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayach HaShelcha Gedola Mishalem. Aaron, don't worry, don't be sad, because why? Your portion is even greater than their portion. Sha'ata madlik umeitiv es haneros. Because what's your job, Aaron? Your job is to prepare and to light to make good the neros. Okay, so you know it's very hard to understand Aaron's approach in the first place. When we think about it, who is Aaron HaKohen? He is, if we would say about the Mishkan, he is the man. He is the person, the quintessential Eved in the Mishkan, right? He's going to do all of the services in the Mishkan. He has so many jobs, so many responsibilities, so many opportunities in the Mishkan. And yet, how can we understand his reaction? He's upset. The Nesiim get with this one little thing, and then it's over. He has this continuous avodah that he gets to do. And on top of that, you know, even the reaction is hard to understand. What was it? Aaron said, it's not fair. They get to do this and I don't get to do this. Like, you know, kind of thinking of, you know, my children saying, well, she got chocolate milk and I don't get it. And why does she get... we're talking about Aaron HaKohen? It doesn't even seem to fit with the personality that we know so well of Aaron. You know, it seems out of character. And also, you know, when we think about this, why is Aaron appeased with the lighting of the menorah and not one of the many other jobs he has in the Mishkan? In fact, the Ramban questions Rashi's explanation. And he writes, V'lo nitbarer li, lama nichamo b'hadlakat hanirot, v'lo nichamo b'ktoras boker v'erev sheshivcho bo akasev. You know, it's not clear to me, the Ramban writes. Why does Aaron find comfort? Why does he get nechama in specifically the lighting of the candles, right? Why not in the ketores that he brings in the morning and the evening? And ubechol hakarbonot, ubeminchot chivasan, ubavodas yom kippurim, she'ina kshira elabo, or with all the karbanos that he gets to bring, or with the minchas that he gets to bring, or the fact that he is the only person in Klal Yisrael that gets to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Wow, that's amazing. And yet, these things don't bring comfort to Aaron. It's the menorah. V'nechnas lefnai lefnim, he's the one who gets to go the closest. And he is holy, he is sanctified, he is the one who is standing in the Mishkan, who's there to serve God. And his whole shevet has this job, has this opportunity to serve God. What's the reason to this chalishas hadas, this feeling that Aaron is overcome with? Isn't his carbon greater than the carbonos of the Nisim that he was able to bring during the whole inauguration process? He's always bringing the carbonos. How do we understand Aaron's reaction? Ra'iti b'medrash kevan shekrivu shnei masar shevatim v'lo ikriv shevet Levi v'chulei. So the Ramban says, I saw in a medrash that when the 12 other Shvatim, when they brought their offerings, and Shevet Levi was not included, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Daber el Aaron v'amarte lav. Tell Aaron, Moshe, speak to him, say to him, Yish Chanukah acheret sheyesh ba hadlakat hanerot, v'ani yoseh ba liYisrael, al yidei banai nisim v'tshua v'chanukah shekruya al shmam. He says, yes, Aaron, you're not involved in this Chanukah, in this inauguration. But don't worry, there's going to be another Chanukah, there's going to be another inauguration that's going to be on the hands of your children, that I'm going to bring about Nisim and Iflos, a great salvation, and miracles through the hands of your children. V'hi Chanukah b'nei Chashmonai, and this is the Chanukah in the time of the Chashmonaim. V'lefichach hismich parshazul parshas Chanukah samizbeach. And so therefore, this story of the menorah, which seems out of place because it would really be more fitting with the Kalim, is here right after the Chanukah, the inauguration of the Nisim, because Hashem is telling Aaron, don't worry, you feel left out that you're not part of this inauguration, but your children are also going to have this important Chanukah, this important inauguration in the future, in the time of the Chashmonaim, in the time of when the Greeks took over. I'm going to bring about Nisim and Iflos, great salvation, through the hands of your children. Now, I still think we need to understand, what is it about the offerings of the Nisim that caused Aaron this Chalishas Hadas? And on top of that, how did the menorah specifically appease him? Okay, so the Ohel Moshe, he tries to explain a little bit of the Ramban, and he writes that it seems, according to the Ramban, that what was Aaron's Chalishas Hadas? It wasn't a lack of service or a job, because then he could have been appeased with any other job or any other service. The reason Aaron was down was because the Nisim inaugurated the Mishkan, and the Chanukah's HaMishkan caused what? The Shechina, the Divine Presence, to rest in Klal Yisrael. And not being a part of bringing the Shechina into Klal Yisrael caused Aaron pain. And therefore, he could not be appeased by being involved in other services of the Mishkan, because it didn't have the same impact and effect as the Chanukah, which brought about the Divine Presence to rest in Klal Yisrael. And this feeling can further be strengthened by the fact that Aaron indirectly had some sort of involvement in the Egel, in the Chet HaEgel, and therefore, if he could have a hand in returning the Shechina, we know that the Chet HaEgel caused the Siluk HaShechina, caused the Shechina to move away from Klal Yisrael. So if he could somehow have a hand in bringing it back, he could help fix, you know, the problem that he caused. Therefore, Aaron is appeased with another Chanukah, another inauguration, because we said that according to the Ohel Moshe, the inauguration brings back the Shechina to Klal Yisrael, and he will be involved in inauguration during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, when his children, the Chashmonaim, will rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. So it seems based on the Ramban that there is a difference in the avoda, the service, the day-to-day routine and the activities in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, and the Chanukah, the inauguration, the kickoff, the groundbreaking events, as we would say nowadays. In fact, this is what the Meshech Chachma explains. He questions the whole series of psukim. He says the Gemara in Yuma, Chaf Dalet Amud Bet, tells us, Hadakah lav avoda uksher bazar. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that to light the menorah, it's not considered an avoda, and it could be done by a zar, meaning a stranger, meaning not necessarily someone, a kohen or aaron, etc. It could be done by anyone. V'ikshuba tosfos yishanem shari aaron ksiv. But then the Tosfos Shishanim asks, but wait a second, here in our Pesukim, what does it say? Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron specifically to do it. Says the inauguration of the menorah is through the hadlaka, the candles, not the setup, etc. V'rashi, b'shem ha-medr, sha'aron haya atzuv, sh'nitzchanecha mishkan ayideh ha-nesiyim. That Aaron was upset. He was down because he was not able to be part of the inauguration that took place on the hands of the Nisim. Chasha azdato, k'shelo haya imahem b'chanukah, lohu v'lo shifto. He felt like he was missing out on this part of the inauguration. Not him and not a shevet. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, shalcha gadol, v'zeh l'chanecha menor, b'pam harishon atziva Aaron l'halos v'lahadlik, aval adoros k'siv ya'arech oso Aaron. So it's interesting, if we look in the Pesukim, what is Hashem commanding Aaron according to the Meshech Chachma right here in our Pesukim? He's not giving him the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, for the general avoda of that, because we said that the Gemara tells us that could be done by anyone. But specifically here, what is he giving him? The Chanukah of the menorah, the inauguration of the menorah. And how do we inaugurate the menorah? Specifically through lighting the menorah. Because in the future, the Pasuk in Shmos tells us what's he going to do? Ya'arech oto Aaron. What's Aaron's job? What's the job that has to be done only by the Kohen? It's the preparation of the menorah. It's the setup of the menorah, but the actual lighting of the candles? That could be done by a zar. That could be done by anyone. Rak hasidur v'hatava v'lo ha'adlaka. That's Aaron's job. For the future, the job of the Kohanim. It's the preparation and the organization of the menorah, but not necessarily the lighting. The Kain Lahalan, Vayas Kain Aaron, and therefore, what does our pasuk continue with? Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron did so. Kasher Tiva Hashem, like Hashem commanded. Shebepam Arishonash and Itztava Asa Kain Shehidlik. That the first time that he did this, he not only prepared it, but what did he do? He lit the candle. Aval in Ayala Doros, but if this activity was for generations, meaning Aaron was always going to be the one who was going to light, Halolo no dasha asak kasher tiva ad yomoso. How could the Pesukim tell us that Aaron did it, right? Vayas kein Aaron, kasher tiva Hashem. How could the Pesukim tell us that today Aaron did it forever? No, so the Pasuk is telling us today, because today he did this specific activity, which was what? The lighting of the menorah, which was the inauguration of the menorah. V'kiyim kol yomav ligu v'zebaror. And the Meshech Chachma says, this is clear. It's clear. So according to the Meshech Chachma, Aaron missed out on what? The Chanukah, the inauguration. Therefore he had this Chalishas Hadas. And therefore, Hashem gave him the opportunity to do another Chanukah, an inauguration, the opportunity to inaugurate the menorah through lighting it. Normally, we said anyone can light the menorah. It's only the Kohanim who are allowed to prepare the menorah. In this case, Aaron is being told to light it. What? What's the purpose? In order to inaugurate it. Because we said that what? We said that how do you inaugurate the menorah? It's through lighting it. Therefore, the Pasuk tells us that he did it. This was the first time he lit it. Otherwise, how could we know what he would do for generations? So what is Aaron doing in this setup sukkim? Hashem is not giving him the lighting of the menorah for generations, because that wouldn't make sense in this place. That would fit into another parsha when we talk about the other kalim of the Mishkan. But specifically here, it's connected to the Nisim, because what is Aaron telling? What is Hashem telling Aaron? You also have a part in the Chanukah HaMishkan. You also have a part in the inauguration of the Mishkan. The Nesiim brought their offerings. That was the end of last week's parsha. That was our last week's shiur about their inauguration. Aaron felt, where's my chelik in the inauguration? How am I part of this momentous event and occasion? Where does my sheva fit in? And Hashem says, don't worry, Aaron. You will also have the opportunity to be part of the Chanukah, to be part of the inauguration. And your opportunity will be with what? With inaugurating the menorah, through lighting the menorah. So it seems that while the daily avodah of Aaron was important, there was something significant that he felt was missing by not being involved in the inauguration. What is so important about a Chanukah, about an inauguration? So the root of Chanukah is Chanuch, or we would say Chinuch, a word we usually translate as education, or to educate, but really encompassing much more. So in order to better understand what does the word Chinuch means, we have to go back to Bereishis, where the root is first mentioned. So the story, we're in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid, and we're talking about when Lot was captured, and Avraham goes to save him. So Vayishma Avraham ki nishba achiv, Vayarek et chanichav, Yilidei beiso shmona asar v'shlosh meot, Vayaradef adan. So Avraham heard that his kingsmen had been taken captive, namely Lot, and he armed his trained men. Those born in the house, 318, pursued them until dawn. And Rashi comments, what is chanichav? We translate it as his trained men. He says, chanicho ksiv, it's really chanicho, meaning in the individual. Ze Eliezer, who is this person? It's really one, it's Eliezer. Shechancho lemitzvos, that he trained him, educated him, inaugurated him to mitzvos. Vuhu lashon, so what does the word chanuch mean? Lashon haschalas knisad haadam okli laomonut shehu asid laamod ba v'kein chanuch lenar chanukas hamizbeah chanukas habayis. The first, what is chinuch? It is the first introduction of a person or an item to the function that he will ultimately serve. That is why the word applies to the chinuch of people, also to the chanukah of the mizbeah, or to the chanukah, to the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. It is based on this that Rav Matisyahu Solomon, in his book, With Hearts Full of Love, he writes, the word chinuch therefore means the establishment of a person on a solid footing to enable him to assume the role he is destined to assume. We have to make an assessment of the role towards which he is needed, and we have to prepare him for it. Therefore, what does it mean to educate a child? We have to focus on the future. We have to focus on the result we hope to achieve as the child matures to adulthood. There is a mitzvah of chinuch, to train and to educate one's children in their formative years of childhood, despite the fact that what? The obligation to observe mitzvos only applies later when they become adults. Here, a Jewish child experiences his induction to what Jewish living is all about. The lifelong values, the ideals of the Jewish people, such as good character traits, midos tovos, emunah, faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the Torah, etc. These ideas are stamped upon the precious Jewish soul in the most impressionable years of his development. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, Perek Chafes, Pasuk Vav, Chanuch Lenar Al Pidarko, Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yasor Mimena. You have to train or inaugurate a child in the way he should go, and then when he matures, he will not deviate from it. There is nothing as important as the inaugural stage. It establishes the precedent from which everything flows and follows. It is therefore that what? When we have chinuch, when we have this inauguration, when we have this quote-unquote, what we translate as education, it has to be b'kdusha u'b'tara, with the ultimate level of holiness and purity. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in a Sefer Emes LeYaakov, he brings down this lesson. You know, when Bas Paro finds Moshe, the little baby in the water, she takes him in, and what does she do? She tries, you know, to feed him. And she brings a wet nurse to him to try to nurse him, but Moshe Rabbeinu refuses. And so what does Miriam, who's waiting behind the bushes, what does she do? She steps forward and she offers, you know, maybe I'll bring you a Jewish nurse, a Jewish woman to nurse this child. And Rashi tells us, Shechzirato al mitzriot harbe, lino, v'lo yana, lefisha ya asila daber emashchina. that Bas Paro brought Moshe a number of Egyptian women, a number of wet nurses to try to feed him, but he refused. Why? Because he was destined to speak with the Shechina, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, this is brought lehalacha in the Ramah. Nyordei, he says, Chalav mitris kechalav Yisraelis, umikol makom lo yaniku tinok min ha-mitris im efshar b'Yisraelis, techalav avodas kochavim mitamtaim halev umolid lo tevara. He says that l'maisa, l'halacha, that when a person, if a person can, if we have two options, that a person should choose the milk of a Jew over the milk of an Egyptian woman, because that milk has an effect on a person. It's, we say, mitamtem et halev, and it breeds, you know, a less than perfect character. L'chora, tzmoa, eich efshar l'lamot mikan, halach l'maisa, hakan meforesh hatam shelo yinak mishom sha'asil l'daber mashchina. So he says, how can we learn this halacha from this situation, right? The reason given is why Moshe is going to be destined to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shekhinah. Ve'imkein, manalo shekein hadin, etzal kol achad v'chad. Yet what? This is the halacha, this is the rule when it comes to every single person, right? V'ki kol achad asid lo daber mashchina. Is every person in Klal Yisrael destined to speak with the Shekhinah? U'mevuar zeh limud gadol be'inyan chinuch. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, there's a big limud, there's a big lesson here in terms of chinuch, in terms of our approach to education. Shatarech ha'av litein levanav, v'hainu shalakol yelet katan yesh sikui ladaber im hashchina. That every parent, when educating their child, has to think there is a chance that my child is going to be able to talk, to have a face-to-face conversation with the Shechina, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachin tzarech liyo kol inyan b'chinucho madriga kazo shel asid ledaber im Hashechina. And therefore, every element of the chinuch that we give our children has to be with this in mind, with the fact that this child may be destined to converse with the Shechina. V'zehu ma shetzrichim lezkor kishabaim levchor chinuch b'shvil hayeladim. And it is this lesson that we have to remember when we come to be mechanech our children, to educate our children, that it has to be b'kedusha u'betara. The chinuch of our children always has to be on the purest level because it sets the foundation for the future. And therefore, who knows? Maybe this child is going to be the one that's going to speak to with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But either way, whatever they're destined to be, it's going to follow this chinuch. It's going to follow this inauguration. It has to be done b'ktusha b'tara. The chinuch, the inaugural stage, is extremely important and has far-reaching results. It's therefore that Moshe refused the milk of an Egyptian. And additionally, we see it has halachic ramifications, that when given a choice of what milk to choose, we must choose the Jewish milk over the Egyptian milk because it's the chinuch that has to be done b'kedusha uvitara.
That's not halachic.
No. I mean nursing. We're talking. Oh, okay. That's another discussion. Okay. So we find actually a similar concept when we come to the story of Hanukkah. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph asks, "My Hanukkah." Right? Rashi says, Al Ezenes Kavuha, what is the reason why we established this holiday of Hanukkah? The Tanu Rabbanan, Kishenechnasu Yevanim Lehechal Timu Kol Ashmanim Shebehechal. When the Yevanim, when the Greeks entered the Hechal, when they entered the Beis HaMikdash, they were defiled all of the jugs of oil. Ukeshagavam Achas Beis HaChashmani Venitzchum. And what happens when the Chashmonaim were able to win against them, to overcome them? But they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they searched and they were only able to find one jug of oil that was sealed with the seal of a Kohen Gadol. But this jug only contains oil for one day. But they made it was a miracle. What was the nace? That this small jug of oil was able to light for 8 days. So therefore, it's based on this that they established a yantif that was going to be with halal and hodah, with praise and thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what was the Nes of Chanukah established on? It was established on the fact that they found this one jug of oil that was had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and that that oil lasted them for 8 days. The Pnei Yoshua asks, he says, why was there a need for this special sealed oil? He said, at that point in time, they would have been able to use regular oil because for the lighting of the menorah, because we have this concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur, which means if the majority of the nation is tameh, you could still bring a korban at that state. And therefore making what? This extra pure oil, the oil that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, unnecessary. The Chacham Shlomo answers that the sealed oil is not just a hider in this situation, a better form of lighting the menorah, because to do the regular avoda of the mishka of the Beis HaMikdash at that point, we said tumah hutra b'tzibur. They could have used the regular oil. They didn't need the special oil. But he said this situation is one of chinuch, is one of inauguration, and therefore, when it comes to the inauguration, when it comes to the inaugural stage, when it comes to the chinuch, we don't rely on the concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur, of this leniency, but rather we have to use the best oil, the purest oil, the oil that has the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The Yevanim were matami the Beis HaMikdash. They defiled it. And now what's going on? The Chashmonaim are coming back and they're coming to re-inaugurate it. In such a situation, when we're starting something new, when there is a chinuch, when there is an inauguration, it must be done in the purest way, b'kedusha u'b'tara, as the inauguration establishes the precedent from where everything subsequently flows. And therefore, in such a situation, when you're establishing the precedent, we can't rely on a leniency. We have to find the best possible way. They needed the oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Because there's no cutting corners when we put up a foundation. Because what? The whole building rests on it. Similarly with chinuch or any of any type, it has to be done in the best and purest way in order to set the right precedent and give the proper direction. It was this that Aaron HaKohen felt he was missing, and therefore he had Chalishas Hadas. Yes, he was very involved in all the details of the Mishkan and the jobs. He had so many things to do, but he didn't have a part in the chinuch, in the inauguration of the Mishkan, in the foundation and the direction, which gives all the jobs and the details that are in the Mishkan, it gives them meaning as well as a solid footing. This reaction, this Chalishas Hadas, wasn't simply a childish, it's not fair, I don't have what he has, he got a bigger piece of cake than me, why did he get to go here and I didn't get to go there? But it was a feeling that an integral part of his job was missing by not starting with the proper footing, with the proper inauguration. It is therefore that when Hashem appeases Aaron, he doesn't do it with the many jobs that he will do in the Mishkan. Not with, Aaron, don't worry, you're going to be the one who's going to get to go to the Kodesh Kedashim on Yom Kippur. You're going to be the one who's going to bring the Ketores. You're going to be the one who's going to bring the Karbanos. But rather, in what way did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appease Aaron? It was with the inauguration of the menorah that he will perform now, and his descendants will perform in the future, in the time of the Chashmonaim. In fact, this is something that we still do today. The Or Avraham writes, "The inyan de hadlakas near Chanukah, who kizecher vehemshech leinyan Chanukas habayis al yedei hadlakas hamenoros, kemoshen espeyer harei memela nimtza de inyanenu de hadlakat near Chanukah, who kineged hadlakah harishonah de menorah b'shas chinuch." He says, "The fact that we light Chanukah candles today is mirroring that first lighting that they had in the Beis HaMikdash during the time of the Chashmonaim. It's mirroring the re-inauguration or the inaugurating of the Beis HaMikdash to once again use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Yevanim defiled it. And that's what we're doing in our homes every year on Chanukah. We are mimicking the chinuch, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. And when we light the menorah each and every year on Chanukah, we are remembering that the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash done with the purest oil, and we are reinaugurating our Mikdash Ma'at, our small Beis HaMikdash, which is our homes and our families. There are a lot of Greek influences that may seep into our homes, And we are reminding ourselves that our chinuch, the kedusha and the tahara, the direction, the foundation that our lives are to follow. That's what we're reminding ourselves of when we reinaugurate our homes with the reinauguration from the time of Hanukkah. It's only with a solid footing that we can assume our roles and responsibilities in our life's mission. It's only with the proper chinuch that one can establish a direction and a foundation and set the proper precedent for the rest of his life to follow. Shlomo HaMelech tells us so wisely, chinuch l'nar al pi darko, when we inaugurate a child in his in unique way, gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimena, even when he gets old, he won't stray from it, as the inauguration gave him the footing and the direction for his life to follow. I think that it's for this reason that the menorah has become the symbol of our nation. We think about it, we know we are usually associated with the Magen David, but when we think back to history, when Titus, you know, wanted to mark his victory over Bnei Yisrael during the Churban HaBayis, and he built the arch in Rome, if you look at the arch, what's depicted on the arch? It's Bnei Yisrael holding the menorah, because the menorah has become the symbol of the Jewish people. And the Malbim, in discussing the Ramazim of the Mishkan, when he's discussing all the hints and the deeper ideas behind the things in the Mishkan, he writes, the menorah, he near tamid shel amenu. It is the near tamid. It is the constant candle or fire of our people. V'romezes al hakiyum hanetzki shel am Yisrael. What does the menorah hint at? It hints at the eternity of our people. The kiyum hanitzchi. The menorah is the symbol of the eternity of the Jewish people. I think that this is the concept of chinuch that we see so clearly, both in the time of Aaron, as well as in the time of Chashmonaim, that gives way to the eternity of our people. Yes, all of the details of the Torah and the mitzvos are important, but it's the chinuch, it's the foundation and the inauguration that makes their effects lasting. That even when we go through difficult times and harsh exiles, we stick to our unique roles and responsibility, our Torah and our mitzvot, because of the chinuch we received. Because of the strong footing and the foundation which set a precedent to that which will follow. Without proper chinuch, the avodah is lacking. It is that bothered Aaron. Yes, Aaron had so many details, so many mitzvot, more than everyone else to take to be a part of and to take care of. And yet what? He felt he was lacking something in his avoda because he didn't have that chinuch. He didn't have that foundation. He didn't have that inauguration. And with the proper chinuch and the proper tone and the proper foundation, it changes the details. It changes the mitzvos. It makes them more complete and more solid and more permanent and more lasting. So I think that specifically here, talking, you know, to a group of Jewish women, that this lesson is so strong for us because it's really the Jewish woman who leaves this impression on her children. We said that chinuch is before the age of mitzvos, is before a person is obligated in. It's that foundation, it's the direction, it's the values and the importance and the feeling and the warmth towards Yiddishkeit that we create and that we give. It's not just about following the details, but it's our attitude towards a yontif. Is it, oy vey, look what I have to do, I have to work so hard? Or, wow, look what we have, and look at the atmosphere that we can create, and the beautiful bond that we can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with our families, and the approach in general to Shmiras HaMitzvos. I think it's the Rav in his he had a hesped for the Tullin Rebbetzin, and he writes that this is the woman is this white fire. The men are the black letters, the details, but we are the basis. We are the fire, the atmosphere that the letters find themselves, and that is our unique opportunity. So I think we can learn from Aaron about the purpose of proper chinuch, whether it's for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our houses, for our shuls. When we make the effort to properly inaugurate something, to set the proper precedents and foundation, the results and effects will be for eternity, just like the menorah in Klal Yisrael.